At 6:06, it is fair and 72 degrees in Tulsa, climbing to 87 for a high this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Turkey, KWGS News. We are bucking a trend. The monthly economic report for the Midwest region of the United States that includes Oklahoma is out from Creighton University at Omaha.
The leading economic indicator from that survey for April was up, and that's contrary to almost everything else we're seeing coming across for the nation.
That is Dr. Ernie Goss. He compiles the survey. The Business Conditions Index for Oklahoma rose to a very healthy 62.6 from 58.6 in March. Anything above 50 indicates growth. We'll go in depth on this story at 7:35 this morning here on KWGS. Mayor Bartlett is set to name a new fire chief for Tulsa later today. The Tulsa World this morning reporting that it will be longtime Assistant Chief Ray Driscoll. Current Chief Alan LaCroix is retiring. Oklahoma carries out an execution. 57-year-old Michael Seltzer was put to death for the 1975 murder of a Tulsa convenience store clerk. The execution took place last night, and the State Department of Corrections is now facing a dilemma. The department's Jerry Massey says they're running out of a key ingredient used to make up the lethal cocktail.
We used to use sodium thiopental until that got in short supply and we couldn't get any. And substituted pentobarbital for that. We're actually the first state in the country to utilize pentobarbital in the execution process, but that is now getting in short supply as well.
Massey says the department has enough to carry out one more execution. He says the manufacturer does not want to sell the compound to states for executions. TV evangelist Richard Roberts enters a guilty plea to a Tulsa DUI charge. He's off to DUI school and 18 months probation. He must do 56 hours of community service as part of his sentence. The cleanup is underway from Monday's tornadoes and straight-line winds that hit northern Oklahoma. Welch and Craig County was hit hard. Brandon Webster is the fire chief there. He says they have lots of damage.
The debris was blown kind of east to the northeast direction. So far, we have one minor injury.
He made the comments in an interview with Tyson Wynn from the website WelchOK.com. The assessment is underway in Nowata County as well, where Monday night's tornado first touched down. The sheriff's department says the damage there is widespread.
We've got one trailer house that's been completely destroyed, several trees that are down and trees on houses. There is one barn that has been completely destroyed west of the town of Delaware in Nowata County.
The tornado and straight-line winds blew right through the middle of the county, skipping over the town of Delaware. Tulsa Mayor Dewey Bartlett and City Councilor Jack Henderson are scheduled to break ground on two statues, one of George Washington Carver and one of Booker T. Washington, later today. The groundbreaking is set for noon at Pine and Peoria. It is called Bridges of Faith to One Tulsa. It's a new program that seeks volunteers to help link congregations to North Tulsa kids.
The biggest problem that they see in North Tulsa as far as being able to help things is transportation.
Mayor Bartlett unveiled the program at a news conference yesterday at the Greenwood Cultural Center. Our weather forecast, sunny, windy, and warm today. A high of 87. It'll be fair, very mild tonight, 69 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 88. Friday, bright blue skies and 89. Saturday, sunshine and, well, hot, a high of 90. Sunday, a mixture of sun and clouds and a high of 88. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation. Now at 6:10, it is fair and 72. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.